You're listening to SBS News.
Refugees are being caught up in a fierce military clash for control of the Libyan capital. The United Nations says 150 refugees have been evacuated from a detention centre in Tripoli South. Forces loyal to renegade military commander General Khalifa Haftar launched an assault on the city last week. UN spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says migrants being held in detention facilities are increasingly being threatened as fighting intensifies.
What we are concerned about is that these vulnerable migrants may be caught in the crossfire, especially when armed groups involved in the conflict exercise influence or control over the detention facilities, these ad hoc detention facilities for migrants. Based on previous experience in Libya, we're also concerned that migrants may be used as human shields or forcefully recruited to fight as well.
Libya has become a pathway for migrants and refugees vying to reach Europe from the North African country. But many migrants that fail in their journey can end up being held in detention facilities. UN agencies say some 5,700 refugees are trapped in these centres across Libya, including within active conflict areas. The United Nations is calling for the release of all those being held in detention, according to spokesperson Baba Balouch.
We have spoken to refugees in detention centres who tell us that they can hear the clashes, and many are really scared. Joining the call with the others, we are concerned about the situation of refugees and migrants in detention who are detained in areas where active conflict is ongoing.
Clashes have escalated on the outskirts of Tripoli as General Haftar advances on the city, controlled by the country's internationally backed government. A rival parliament, supported by General Haftar, is located in the country's east. There are concerns a civil conflict could ignite clashes inside the capital, defended by local militias that support the local government. At least 3,400 people have been displaced in the fighting, according to the latest UN count. World Health Organization spokesperson Tariq Jasarevich says alongside this conflict, concerns for migrants being held in detention are real.
WHO is obviously concerned about the possibility of prolonged conflict in the heavily populated Tripoli. A prolonged conflict would drain the limited available medical supplies. We are also concerned about migrants in detention centres in conflict-affected areas. Some of these people are on tuberculosis treatment, which can be then interrupted and expose them to unnecessary risk.
According to UN statistics, 68.5 million people around the world have been forced from their homes. About 25 million are refugees. These figures increased by conflicts in Yemen, Syria, and Myanmar. Libya has struggled to find stability since the removal of longtime ruler Muammar Gaddafi 8 years ago. There are fears an outbreak of civil war in Libya could again trigger mass migration to Europe. But the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, this week said resolving the conflict is about more than just those concerns.
You might find it hard to believe, but today's discussion on Libya didn't touch upon the migration issue. Libya, let me stress this because it's very important. And I think it's important for the Libyans and it's important for me personally. Libya is a country in itself, and Libyans deserve peace and stability and security for themselves. Then there is also a migration issue as a consequence of the instability and the security situation in the country.
The United Nations, United States and European Union have all appealed for a ceasefire and a halt to General Haftar's insurgents. UN Security Council members will hold closed-door sessions about dealing with the crisis. But a planned peace conference to be held next week has been postponed. The EU's Ms. Mogherini says solving the conflict is crucial.
The reason why we work on Libya and with Libyans is first and foremost the fate of the Libyans. And I want this to be very clear. Today we discussed Libya not as a transit country, but as a country that is a neighbouring country to us, so close geographically and culturally and economically to many member states, and so important for the security of Europe and of the entire region.
Tom Stainer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.